July 1st, and we're so happy and delighted all of you have joined us today, and we thank God for each and every one of you. And at this time, I'm going to turn it over to our sister, Minister Tiffany, on this Mighty Are the Works of Our God Monday. Minister Tiffany, are you there?
I am, Tammy. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. God bless you.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you. Welcome, 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 everyone. To God be the glory. We thank God for each of you who have dialed in this morning, who have shouted out your name, who have come onto the Master's call, and we greet you with the warmest of kingdom greetings. I heard so many names out there from all over the world, and we just thank you for being a part of the TMC family on this Mighty Are the Works of Our God Monday. What a mighty God we serve. Our God is so awesome, and we just thank you for joining us here on the Master's Call on this July 2nd, as July 2nd, 2012. This year is rolling so well, but we know that all is well in 2012. This is the beginning of the third quarter of 2012. And seven, we know that seven, the number seven has great things in store for us. So if you have not seen what God has been doing in these last 6 months, then something is wrong, number one. And number two, just put on your seatbelt a little bit tighter because great things are in store for you. So my name is Tiffany Lauderdale. I'm here in Inglewood, California, where it is still dark outside. But I know when the light comes out that I know that it's getting ready to be on and cracking, as my son would say. So I thank God for you. And on behalf of Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, our founders, I thank God every day for their yes and for the opportunity to dial into this call every Monday through Friday. We here are being stretched. We here are being matured. We are being mentored into eagles. We're eagles here, and our wings are starting to just fly open, and we're soaring above the trials and tribulations, because the mission statement for this call is that when you call in as a believer, that your life will be enriched, empowered, and enhanced. And God is doing so many things through each of you. I hear your praise reports. I hear your testimonies. And all I can say is, but God, if it wasn't for the grace and the mercy of God, then those things would not be happening for you. And if it was not for your faithfulness and consistency to the TMC call and for everything that you do for the kingdom, then those things would not happen. So I thank God for you, and I celebrate each and every single one of you here on the Master's Call. If you have missed any of the messages and you're visiting for the first time, we welcome you to this call. We invite you to use our web address, which is 24/7 accessibility, and that can be found on the internet at www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com. Once again, www.themastersmorningcall.wordpress.com, and you will see all of our messages have been archived from October the 25th, 2010 until the present day. If you miss any part of the call, you can use our replay number, which is 712-432-1085, and the same PIN code number that you use to dial in. See, the vehicle that brought us all together here on the Master's Call is a phenomenal health and wellness company called Artist International. And so many of you out there are celebrating your anniversaries. This is your maybe fourth year, your third year in Artist International, and we say happy anniversary to each of you. Please check your back offices, because as you know, the month has been extended to July 4th. So when you go out to those celebrations on July 4th, don't just go out eating a barbecue, but go out and take your weight loss coffee, because somebody's going to need that afterwards. Take that Ultra Body Cleanse with you and have some crayon a la tea, some crayon a la punch. Use your crayon a la and some sparkling water. Add some lemon to it, and it will be a bang. Anyway, if you don't know about Artist International, get back to the person who invited you to this call, and they will truly share with you what Artist International is about. The prayer, the scripture reference that we stand on this call can be found in Psalm 88:13, which reads, "But to thee I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." So it is prayer time now, and I'm going to ask Minister Robin if she would come to the line right now and open us up in a word of prayer. Are you there?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
I can. Go ahead.
Heavenly Father, we come before you in the name of Jesus, and we say good morning to you, our God, our King, our Lord, our Savior. And mighty are the works of your hand. And we thank you for that, Lord God. And Father, because we are pressing toward the mark of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus, we are excited about what you are doing in us and through us. This is a new day, Lord. This is a new month, Father. It's a new season. And I decree and declare, Father, that your people are walking in their vision, in their destiny, Lord. I decree and I declare health and wellness and vision over the leaders of this call, Dr. P.K. Roberts and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, Father. I declare and I decree, Father, creativity, holiness, righteousness, peace, Father, and all the resources that Artists International needs, Father, in the name of Jesus. I take authority right now over the airways, and I command that it is clear. There will be no type of hindrances in the name of Jesus. Your people will be able to hear your word. They will receive your word, and they will act on your word in the name of Jesus. And, Father, I thank you for the woman of God. I thank you, Lord, that as she comes forward with the word, Lord, that you have already downloaded in her, each one of us will hear it, we will do it, we will act on it, and you have provided her with prosperity, health, wellness, vision, direction, Lord God. I thank you for restoring back to her, Father, redeeming her time in the mighty name of Jesus. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Thank you, Minister Robin, for opening us up in prayer. At this time, it is time for our speaker for the morning. If you have not done so, go ahead and grab your Bible, grab your notepad and your pencil, and get ready to hear what thus says the word of the Lord. Our speaker for this Monday morning is none other than a founder here on the Master's Call, our Mother Eagle, as she is so affectionately called. She is a pastor of Gathering of the Eagles Ministry in Dallas, Texas. She is a prophetess. She is a mentor. She's a teacher. She's a daughter. She is a sister. She is a friend to so many. She is an Artist International distributor. She is a kingdom builder and a world changer. And here she is stretching us out to levels that we would have never thought that we would have been stretched out to. We adore her and we love her very much. And at this time, she has been transforming us in this season as she brings us the word, Transform 90. And we are definitely going on a trip, and the trip takes us higher and higher each Monday. So at this time, it is a privilege, an honor, and a pleasure to bring to you a founder here on the Master's Call, none other than Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon at this time. Dr. Vanessa, the floor is yours.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Evangelist Tiffany. I tell you, this is such an honor and just really, really excited about what God is doing in us and through us in this season and to our entire Master's Call family. We just praise God for each and every one of you. You mean so much to us. We could not do this without you, and we praise God. We're praying every day that it's a blessing to you as it's a blessing to us to prepare to come. I thank you, Minister Tammy, for greeting the people and stirring up their spirits as they are seated spiritually, mentally, and even physically to hear thus said the word of the Lord. And to my dear prayer warrior, Minister Robin, thank you for aligning the heavens so that this word can continue to go forth freely. And as always, all the way from the West Coast, we so appreciate our sunshine, Evangelist Tiffany. We have been excited about teaching about our journey, our trip that we have been on, and as we have as a company been going through the campaign and the tour of Transform 90, we have been teaching about the spiritual transformation that must take place inside of each and every one of us. It's still not too late if you've not written down 7 desires that God has put on your heart that you want to see him move and do through these 90 days every morning in my prayer time. I'm alerting all of heaven and notifying all of hell that they will manifest, covering them in prayer, saturating them in the word, the desires that Psalms 37:4 tells us. And we're asking each and every one of you to allow God his own personal time with you to show up and show out as you commit to paper the seven desires of your heart. And we've been talking in our theme is it's a new season. This is a new season. And in our Transform 90, we're being transformed by the Jehovah Makedesh, the Holy Ghost, and that God himself is coming in with the fire of God and cleaning us up on the inside so that the glory of God transcends on the outside. And on our trip, we've been talking about the transformation, the T-R-I-P, that what he wants to do is transform, change us more to be like him in his image. And where is he doing it? The restoration is taking place in every area of our life. How? We talked about last week with strategic information, wreaking havoc on our ignorance and bringing us into his marvelous light, informing us, empowering us, getting a mindset that lines up with his will. And when are we doing it? We're completing our season of preparation. That's the P and trip that we're going to talk about today. We're going to discuss the P and trip. And I tell you, just so much was coming to me when I was trying to lay down last night to get some rest. God just kept giving me insights and just new rhema and just peeling back even different mysteries of God and his word. I love when he does that. So I'm going to try to get through all of this today, but we're going to take our time. We're going to pace on this journey in our preparation. That's another P right there. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Well, we start with first on our P for preparation, posturing our thoughts and our actions that will complete our season of preparation. In other words, posture, like you set up with good posture. Well, in our spiritual minds, we got to get that mindset straight and posture ourselves that this is a process, and we are going to get prepared through it all. We're going to allow God to do what he needs to do. And often when we're posturing ourselves, this four-letter word that kind of feels like a cuss word that starts with the P, pain, often pain is involved in enduring the process. Often pain, and we're not honest, we're disingenuous with others when we don't make them understand that pain is a part of life. Pain is a part of growth. There are going to be seasons of intense pain, but it's all part of the process to bring us through, and he's equipped you inside of you to endure that process. Pain in the body is simply a signal that something is wrong. In our spiritual transformation, pain can be a signal that something is wrong, but it also can mean something is about to be, another P, produced, meaning producing the fruit of the Spirit, the Galatians 5, those nine fruits that we all endeavor to have, because that fruit there represents the character of Christ. And sometimes with that first fruit of agape love, it's hard to love some situations and some saints and the ain'ts, but God allows us to endure that pain of dispersing and letting love abound inside of us and keeping the joy of Christ through the process. And that third fruit is part of our preparation to keep the peace of God. See, sometimes when we're in pain or it's a hard, difficult situation, we've got to hold on to the horns of the altar and keep the peace of God. What kind of peace? The shalom peace. What does that look like, Pastor V? It looks like that Isaiah 26:3 peace, the peace that surpasses all of our understanding. See, that's at peace when all hell is breaking loose. You think you might be losing it because you're sitting there with a peace that you can't explain, you can't articulate, that you know God's got it, that God's got us. I was laughing last night watching the BET Awards and looking at their new theme logo that we got you. I said, honey, you got us so far, BET, and that sounds good, and it's a powerful implication of that we're about covering the needs of the black community. But it made me go into higher purpose. You know, prophets, we always hear and see things a little different. God said, see, like they're trying to get you, you need to remind the people, I have had them before they even knew they needed to be. I've got them. I've got them in my hands safe, but in this preparation process, they've got to allow me to prepare them as I want to prepare them, because many of us don't have a clue. We don't even understand the depth of our destiny that God has called us to be. And this season of preparation, this part of the trip, is not an option. It's a mandate. Why? So that when we are prepared, we will not abort our own selves, the destiny God and the purpose that God has for us. During this season of preparation, the stretching, the I don't understand, wanting to whine and have a temper tantrum, God is saying, but I'm perfecting you so that when the real fiery darts come, and they will, you'll be so prepared on the inside, the purpose of God will override those fiery darts on the outside. Yeah, that pain that is saying to you that I want to produce some things in you, and when you keep your peace, I guard my peace. I work hard at having a drama-free life, and when the enemy gets to rocking the boat even more than normal, I got to lay hands on my own self, like David had to encourage himself and stir up the gifts of God and hold on to your peace. Why? So that you can hear the voice of God clearly and remain in the purpose of God. And during that time of pain, it's producing some fruit. We're learning how to work our faith muscles. We can't be moved by what we see. We have to hold on to the promises, that other P, of his word. His promises are yea and amen. Then when we hold on to the promises and we keep our peace, then we can get up and do that. 2 Corinthians 5:17, we walk by faith, not by sight, because by sight it looks toe up from the floor up. But when we have the peace of God calming us, saying, in the midst of my struggle, God's given me the strategy. And when we keep our peace, in the midst of this disaster, he's working out a destiny. When I keep my peace, I can hear precisely, yes, what God is saying, even in the midst of the pain. Well, pain often comes through, and I've preached this for years. When he gave it to me, I didn't realize how much I was prophesying to myself as a prophet, that other P. He gave me these three P's that I often teach about, that we're going to go through some pressure, and we've got to endure the pruning, because ultimately it'll bring about the purging. See, God himself, that first P, will apply pressure to crucify, here comes a bad P, that spirit of procrastination. See, how many of us do not even get more motivated until the pressure is on, until we're in that 11th hour, you know, that very last minute when the pressure is on to produce or be pounced, and so that we won't make ourselves embarrassed, that pressure. We say, oh, I don't get motivated until I have pressure. Go back and recheck that. That sometimes has been a mindset we adopted so that we can justify our procrastination. Go on, say amen or on me. God himself will bring pressure. You know, the best wine is when they what? Apply pressure and squeeze the grapes. And some of us feel like we have been squeezed and every drop has been drained out of us. But it's all about going through our process of preparation. See, when we feel the pressure, it makes you look to God, because you know that's where the purpose is being established, and that's the only place the answers come from. Well, we have examples that we read through the annals of time in our Bible where we watch Moses face a lot of pressure. I mean, having a church of 3 million, woo, it's days. I'm like, ooh, the saints, and then the ain'ts that are in the hospital, that's why they come to the church, and we get real clear on the pressures he went through that perfected him, getting them out of Egypt, a more jubilant time, and all the time when we're in that place of being so excited with our praise and happy, boy, you coming off that mountaintop, and many of us don't just walk down, we roll and tumble down in the valley, and the pressure comes, and we have to keep our eyes, as Psalms 122 says, focused on the hills from which cometh our help. And see, when that pressure came, a miracle of the Red Sea showed up. See, when David faced the pressure, the Goliath, he remembered the lion and the bear, and Goliath had to lie it down because he took the five stones, which we often talk about, the grace, the fivefold ministry, and hurled it to the head of that demonic representation and took him out. He faced the pressure when nobody else believed in him, when folks tried to give him to put on armor that didn't fit his purpose. See, stay focused and precise. Gideon, when God called him a man of valor, he's looking around like, who are you talking to, Lord? Not me. And he had to face the pressure when God kept decreasing the armor. Oh, Esther faced pressure going through that year of preparation. We're talking about being prepared, but prepared for what? As her Mordecai reminded her, you're called to the kingdom for such a time as this. Going into the king without invitation could mean immediate death. A lot of us are facing some pressures that we perceive to mean immediate death to our desires and our goals, but God's applying the pressure for us to walk it through. Joseph face pressures. We've often taught about the pit to the palace to the prison before that final P of preparation to the prime minister. Every season pressed out of him where he had to forgive, pressed out of him where he couldn't hold on to anger, pressed out of him where he couldn't be mad about the injustice. Oh, I'm speaking to someone this morning. Joseph and Mary face pressure. She's like, why? I received this assignment of carrying the Christ child, but it's only brought havoc. I got to get up and leave and run under the cloak of night. The pressure of even having a child in a manger, the discomfort, the being misunderstood, the on the run for your life, for pressure. Paul faced pressure going from Saul to Paul. How many times have you gotten saved? And you know you saved, but folks want to remind you of the old days of who you were. They want to keep putting you back in your old wide skin. But you've got to face that pressure because you did do it. We did say it. That's who we did used to be. But the blood of Jesus will always allow us to endure the pressure. Oh, come on. Many of you have been mentored by great men and women of God. And Timothy, sitting at the feet of Paul when he got to Ephesus, and the pressure of remembering how he had been trained. And then the letter comes and reminds you, don't have selective amnesia now. You out here birthing these churches. God did not give you a spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. Sometimes when we're shaking in our boots, we've gone through our season of preparation. We know that we know that we know we can do it. Now it's time to do it. The pressure to produce, and we can. Oh, what about Jesus facing the pressure of the cross in the Garden of Gethsemane when he sweat blood, tears, and drops of pressure that look like blood? Come on. He's been to die for all of our sins. He left the other P of perfection in heaven to come down to be the propitiation, big word, the bridge to cover our sin. And then facing the pressure of the cross. And even today, when the apostles were birthing Christianity, to those of us who walk and call on the name of Jesus and say we're Christians, there's pressures day in and out in a sin-sick world. But we must choose to endure the pressure. And be the light. Y'all know I didn't get nowhere near where I planned to. But we're going to do one more P in our last minute. God will often take us through a season of pruning for our ultimate healthy growth. God to say, ouch, say amen or oh me. in John 15, 1 through 8. It talks, that's one of my favorite verses, about the vine and Jesus being the husband in the garden. And he cuts off every branch in us that's bearing no fruit. See, during this preparation, take a real spiritual inventory. It's not the devil sometimes, it's God cutting out dead relationships that don't produce fruit, cutting out of us habits and hobbies and mindsets that don't align with the mindset of Christ. He's doing this season of pruning, and he's cutting it to the root. We're like, oh, God, are you going to really take that from me? God, I was going to witness to that relationship, and he shut the door, bolt locked it, threw away the key, and you know better than to try to pray to break out and break through with that one. He reminds us in John 15, it's in the red, y'all. It's not up for debate or discussion. Verse 3 says, you are already clean because of the word I have spoken to you. Remain in me. Also, I remain in you. No branch can bear fruit by itself. It must remain in the vine. Neither can you bear fruit unless you remain in me. So the pruning is to prepare us to prepare to bring forth more fruit, greater fruit. So we're going to stop there because I'm way over. So we're going to finish our trip of preparation next time. But remember, it's all about us going on this trip together, enduring our pain. It's a new season in Transform 90 by the Holy Ghost of transformation to bring about the restoration, embracing the strategic information as we complete this season of preparation in Jesus' name. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Glory be to God. What a phenomenal message today. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Vanessa, for allowing God to use you in a mighty way. At this time, we're going to go ahead and close this call in prayer. Will my GMC sister please come to the line and close us out in prayer right now? Are you there?
Can you hear me, Minister Tiffany?
Loud and clear. Go ahead, Sister Tammy.
Okay.
Candy. This is Candy. Go ahead, Sister Candy.
Praise God. Gracious and mighty Lord, we thank you for eternal love and unmerited grace. We exalt you, our God and our King, and we will forever praise your name. Thank you, Father, for being our strength, our shield, our provider, our Savior. Thank you, Lord, for the mighty word on preparation and pressure and perfection and pruning that you spoke through Pastor Vanessa this morning. I pray that you help us to take heed to your word, Lord. Thank you for the woman of God who was faithful and obedient to being your mouthpiece. God, you said for us to come boldly to your throne of grace. So this morning we come to your throne without fear. We come without condemnation. We come without anxiety. We come without guilt or shame. We come with the God kind of faith, knowing that your word, which you promised, you will deliver. We come with your word that is sharper than a two-edged sword. Lord, you also told us to speak to the mountain, and it shall be removed and cast into the sea. So I speak, God, this morning to the mountain of poverty and lack. I confess that God brings financial blessings into our lives, and we will remember that you, God, give us power to get well. I decree and declare that you are high above all the nations of the earth because we diligently obey your voice and carefully observe your commandments. Lord, I confess that as we bring the tithes into your storehouse, into your house, our storehouses will be filled. We expect you to pour out blessings so large that we will not have room to receive them. I speak to the mountain of sickness and disease, cancer, heart attacks, diabetes, hypertension, mind disorders, flu, colds, the demon-ordered accidents, and maladies and all conditions that are not of God. You sent your son Jesus to the cross to die for our salvation, to die for our prosperity, and to die for our healing. So I decree and declare that by the stripes of Jesus we are healed. You are Jehovah Rapha, the God that healeth thee. I speak to the mountains of depression, fear, hopelessness, and discouragement. You are illegal in the body of Christ. Depart from us now. In Jesus' name, Psalms 91 says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. God, you are our refuge and our fortress. In you we shall trust. Father God, I loose the minds from wrong thoughts. I tear down strongholds and have any initiative and bad perceptions. I bind fear. I bind discouragement. I bind self-pity and depression. I loose angelic songs in our hearts and minds and shouts of deliverance. Father God, I choose to believe your word. Father God, I thank and praise you for this time that we've had together. Father, I thank you and just bless your holy name. Thank you, Father, for all that you've done, all that you're doing, and all that you will do for all of your people who stand on your word, for all of the deliverances. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank you, Lord. Back to you, Minister Tiffany.
Thank you, Minister Candy, for that anointed closing prayer. Thank you to you, Minister Robin, for your opening prayer. Thank you to you, Minister Tammy, for your tag, Mighty Are the Works of Our God Monday, and for spiritually seating and greeting us this morning. And to you, Dr. Vanessa, thank you so much for taking us on the trip with you. And to each of you who have dialed into this call on this Monday morning, this call would not be what it is without each one of you. And our prayer for you today is allow yourself to be postured and positioned for the process as you accept and obey the call and will that God has on your life. Be that minister in the marketplace today and be the light in the dark world. Until we meet again, goodbye for now.